This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. You are tuned in to Debbie, and I am going to have a full day of interviews, so you're going to just want to sit in your car and listen to this whole show. You can always email me if you want interviews, if you miss them and you just love them, just email me and I can upload them, MP3 them. But first, I have this morning Pat Gordon. How are you, Pat?
I'm good, Debbie. How are you?
Great. Now, tell us who you're with. You're with the Growth Acceleration Specialist, and you guys are with the FSBDC at the University of South Florida, correct?
You've got it. University of South Florida, Florida SBDC, and I am located in Sarasota County. I'm located in the Career Source Suncoast offices in Venice, Florida, and I serve all of Sarasota County.
Okay, so now tell me, as a growth acceleration specialist, where do we have to be in our business cycle to come to you for advice and help?
Well, there's two things. I focus on what we call SMEs, the small and business and medium-sized enterprises. And those businesses we tend to define as businesses that are early to late stage. They've been in business for 3 or more years. They have 5 or more full-time employees. So they've already demonstrated an ability to have significant revenue, and they're now looking for continuous growth. The Growth Acceleration Program specifically is similar to that, in that I am always looking to serve clients who are focused on growing their business. So in other words, they're not looking for they're not transitioning out, they're not looking to sell at this moment in time. So they're looking for growth. They're a minimum of 3 years in business. They have at least $500,000 or more in annual sales, and that's the low end, where we serve companies that are multi-million dollar companies, but they definitely need to be at least $500,000 or more in annual sales.
Wow. So give us an example of the types of businesses. I know the size we've covered, and we can't say the names, but what kinds of businesses do you see?
Oh, my goodness. And as you point out, all of our consulting is completely confidential. So we serve all kinds of business. I'm surprisingly here in Sarasota County. I serve several clients this past year that are in manufacturing. We tend to think of Sarasota as a tourist area and all service-oriented, but we've been working with some manufacturing firms in the area. We've worked with some hospitality firms. We've worked with financial firms, medical-related industries. So,
what questions do they come to you with? Like, give us an example of someone comes in and says, I need your help with what?
Well, I think what is typical is that so many of the people that we serve are people who know their product, they know their service, they do an exceptional job on that part of things, perhaps the operations part of things. But what they don't know and they don't care to know as much about is the financial end of things.
Okay.
So they will come in. For instance, a client would come to me who's been in business for 10 years and has decided to expand to another location and is saying, what do I do to prepare for the bank? How do I do that? And very often, the banks are aware of our services, and they look to us to help the client prepare for that interview with the bank, the time when they're going to be submitting their application forms. So people come to me and will say, what do I do? I have a client right now who is seeking a $2 million bank loan. So
wow.
I've been working with that client for well over 3 months, putting together all the documents, thinking through their projections, thinking through their market, their cash flow, so that when they do go to the bank, they're well-educated, well-prepared, well-educated. They know where their business, where they want to go with it, and they've got the documents to show that they've been working at that.
You know, that banking part is tricky. I'm at the bank and I'm on the mortgage side of things, not on the commercial side of things. But yeah, you have to have a lot of documentation, and you have to have already played out in your mind how you're going to answer the questions, what questions are going to be asked, what documentation is needed. Because if you go in there without all that, they're just going to say, no, thank you very much.
Right. They're taking a risk, and they want to see that you've put a lot of effort into planning for it so that you've eliminated some of that risk, or at least you're prepared for it. One estimate is that 80% of businesses don't survive 7 years. And one of the things that adds to that success rate is planning financially, planning all elements of that business.
When we come to you, what kind of information do we need to have? And do we need to bring it all with us? Or do you do this Skype or we do it in person?
Our first meeting with a client, we very much prefer face-to-face in our office or at the client site, but more than likely it's the first time they come to my office. We spend an hour. They can bring things. Very often somebody will come in with what they see as their first attempt at a business plan.
Right.
Somewhere in there, we're going to want to see their financials, and whether that's through a QuickBooks access to the disk where we're looking at all their financials, that's not usually the first day. So the first day is more about getting to know that client, find out what that client is, what their needs are, what they're looking for from us in the way of advice and assistance. And sometimes, you know, with a less established company, it might be a case where we send them to some classes. We offer classes in the region, and they can go to workshops and learn how to put a business plan together, how okay. to understand their finances. So that sometimes is the first step.
All right. We usually say that people get in the business to do their business, not to do the accounting and the hiring of the business, because that's nobody, unless you just love to hire people, and then you go into the hiring people business. So those are just afterthoughts for a lot of my small businesses, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's, yes, definitely.
What can we ask our listening audience for if they know of people in small business? I guess it sounds like anybody can use your services within a certain radius and a certain
yes.
size for sure.
Absolutely. The size, we don't restrict the size. Even though I'm a growth acceleration specialist, I work with clients who have a business idea. It's a new venture, or they've okay. just gotten started, and now they don't know what happened. They open their shop up, and nobody's coming in.
Think part of it is more marketing? Or, I mean, do they know how to buy the products and set up the store, or is it how to market? Because there's a million ways now to get out there and to be seen.
No, there is. It varies from client to client, and some of them, they might know the old ways of marketing and the more traditional ways of marketing, but now they're not sure how to do the social media thing. So they don't know what, you know, they might be able to create their first website, but now what do I do with it? How come nobody's finding my website? So we work with them on search engine optimization. And so it varies so much with each client. As far as their marketing, some people have a pretty good sense as to how to market, but yes, a lot of them, they think that they just put out a sign, and if that doesn't work, they put out a bigger sign. And
right.
Marketing's
right.
a lot more complicated than that.
Do you find that things like picking locations, things like that, are imperative with small businesses, and that's maybe not what they're focused on?
We work with them on location for a brick and mortar type mm-hmm. of business. We'll give them suggestions as to what they should be looking for, easy entrance and exit, whether they're the kind of business that where drive-by customers are going to be important. What else is in the area? Where's your competition? We have unlimited amount of data available that we can provide to our clients, things that they can't necessarily get to that we can, or at least they'd be paying for it. And we can help them. We can provide them with radius studies to tell them where their competition is, where the traffic flow is.
Well, that's huge, because that's stuff that we don't know how to get our hands on as just a general small business owner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we have a lot of that available to them.
Pat, how do people get a hold of you if they want to make that first appointment? If it's not you that you need to direct them to, you can get them to somebody else. How do they contact you?
All right. For me specifically, as I said, I'm in Venice in the Career Source Suncoast Center, and they can come to us by way of our website, which is the sbdctampabay.com.
Okay.
And if they go on there, there's all sorts of resources, but they can click on schedule a consultant, and then when they put in their information about where they're located, that will send a message out to the consultant who's assigned to that area, and we will get in touch with them about setting up an appointment. They can also feel free to call me, and my office number is 941-486- 2682, extension 4121. And as I said, we're available in each county.
You said you're available all the time. How many follow-up appointments do they get? Or they just can they count on you like a consultant? And they can just come to you for how long?
We don't put a limit on it, and it seems to work out very nicely. We have some clients who have been being served by the organization for years and years because they came to us at the beginning when they were starting their business.
Right.
Then for those that grew and got to another level of their business, now they're at a point where they either are going to benefit from a growth acceleration report or they might want to do some government contracting work, or maybe they want to do some importing-exporting work now. So we've got clients that can work with us for years. Others come in, they come in with an idea, we give them some advice, we send them on their way, and that's all they needed. But there is really no limit to how long we can work with a client.
Perfect. Okay, that's what we want to know. Again, Pat, give us the number one more time.
All right. My phone number here directly to my office is 941-486-2682, extension 4121.
Thank you so much for your time today, and I appreciate you guys coming on every single week. I really do. I think our small businesses need more help than ever.
Well, thank you, Debbie, and we really enjoy getting the word out there so that more people, we can serve more clients.
Perfect. Thanks so much, and have a great day, Pat.
When you- we-